And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the American Awakening. I am your host this evening, Michael Herzog, and tonight, my guest for this show, who also has a radio show and is on Rumble.com, he shares his knowledge, experience, and is on an educating mission of his own. He's a Special Forces military veteran, a former veteran Homeland Security officer, and he has a nickname of Wrecker. Very interesting, like wrecking the agenda. It's a pleasure to have him, and I'll introduce him in a moment. But first, with the events that we've seen transpire over the past few years, including but not limited to the riots in Seattle and Portland, along with other cities, you know, the damage and destruction caused by these events, law enforcement being killed or injured in their lines of duty, a current judicial system that seems to turn a blind eye to bringing these perpetrators to any kind of justice. Add that to the staggering numbers of illegal migrants cascading across our borders on a daily basis, being assisted, of course, by NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations, and government cooperation with UBT cards, free health care, housing, shelter, transportation, $2,200 per month handed out per adult of U.S. taxpayer dollars. One could only conclude, if taking time to analyze these occurrences, that something even worse may possibly manifest in the near future, whether planned or simply by the rapid erosion of our liberties, our jobs, massive inflation, our confidence in the justice system, and many other facets that would cause God-fearing Americans to finally stand up and say enough is enough. Now, I both welcome as well as pose a question to a man who has both witnessed and participated from a law enforcement perspective in some of these events. And I ask Wrecker, alias Officer Doug Thornton. Doug, first of all, welcome. And from your perspective, as a former military and as a former officer in Homeland Security, in what direction do you feel from your observation that this country may well be headed? You've got the floor, Doug.
Well, Mike, thanks for having me on. I wanted to clear something real quick, though. I wasn't Special Forces in the military. I was on the Special Operations Team for Homeland Security, but I was proudly served as infantry in the Marine Corps.
Okay, go ahead.
Talking about Civil War, you know, I have studied this for many years, way before I ever got into anything with podcasting or anything like that. I say that because since Obama, we have noticed a drastic change in the federal government and the way the military operates, and also in the pace of violence that is happening around the world, and especially here in the United States. I think Obama was a herald of the coming Civil War, and he's also still greatly involved in most of it. There's a lot of moving factors when you talk about Civil War. I can name a few real quick. You have the border problem, which is obviously, as we're going to talk about, is a big problem. We're meddling with other countries' affairs. That's going to be a big problem, i.e. Russia and Ukraine. And then we have this soon-to-be cascading effect of the economy. And when the economy finally rips its own throat out, I mean, America will bleed to death quickly. And it the economy is the lifeblood of a nation, and there's no way around that problem. And if you continue to mothball everything that produces energy, produces wealth, if you continue to, you know, import everything and you're no longer an exporter, well, you know, I mean, we are death by a thousand paychecks at this point. Not only that, but we've given almost five times the amount of the amount of a budget that we use for the border to Ukraine, and a war that we know they'll lose, and a war that we know is assisting in human trafficking, a war that we know is assisting in a partial genocide. And not only that, but it is Ukraine has become nothing more than the plaything of the elite, and will soon be a launching off pad for NATO against Russia. And if you don't believe that, that is exactly what Vladimir Putin and all of his higher-ups say, and that's why they're planning what they're planning against Ukraine. After that, Michael, it gets down to politics and religion. So let's tackle these two at the same time. When your religion has become your politics and your politics has banned your religion, you have a problem. When we took God out of everything and we replaced the love of this world with politics, and you know, I'm a fan of Donald Trump, like most people, but he's not my idol, he's not my savior, and he's not going to save this country. And I'm okay in my own skin saying that, but many Americans are not. Many Americans cling to every word he says. And so I pose a question. If they JFK'd Donald Trump, what would America do about it? If they took away your ability to have free and fair elections, as they already have, if they did that again, how would America take that? Throw into this little bit of chaos. You have a new lockdown. You have a new virus. The president is replaced. We are hearing rumors now. Biden's going to be replaced. Michelle Obama may be the front runner. I never thought I would ever hear myself saying that.
As you know, great minds think alike, because that was on my list to throw out there. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, you know, here comes Big Mike from the bleachers. So we have quite a few problems, and what needs to happen for these problems to materialize is you got to have events. So a little saying I picked up in the government a long time ago: we have events that are connected by narratives. So when I say that, you have 9/11 was an event, and then we have the narratives of conspiracies, which have all proven to be factual, and is once again one of the many lead-ups to what we're about to go through. You have January 6th. That's an event, but there was a long string of narratives that was attached to the buildup of January 6th. The white supremacy movement crap, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, everything wrong that Donald Trump ever did, the elections. All these things are narratives that guide the populace to believe that what happened at January 6th was not a setup originally, right? Was not a setup. This was completely organic. People were just, you know, they were mad. They took their grievances. They redressed their grievances to their government. And then, you know, bad things followed after that. Come to find out, now that the narrative is out, now that you can't do anything about January 6th, now that Donald Trump can't, and no one in a court is going to do anything about putting him back into office, now the narratives are starting to leak out that the government wholeheartedly set this entire thing up. Just like Governor Whitmer. The entire trial against the two militia guys in the Governor Whitmer case, they've been completely exonerated. Why? Because it was the original goal of the FBI to set these idiots up so that they would, quote, kidnap the governor. But the FBI paid for the operation, led the operation. They had all the communications. They had all the travel means. I mean, they created the entire scheme, and they just got two guys to agree to it. And with that, the FBI and the Department of Justice and Homeland Security then springboarded and said, oh, we have a rising threat of white nationalists, of violence from these white supremacist movements, from these violent militias. And then there was a gun problem. And then it was, these are the MAGA extremists. All the things that you heard Biden repeat came from this event. So there's the narratives. And now what you have is a setup. America is being absolutely set up, just like January 6th, Okay, I've called it the Fowler's Snare. Anyone read Psalms, you'll understand what I'm talking about. We walked right into Satan's snare because of our pride. And it'll be our pride, once again, Michael, that will set us up, because you have people saying right now, you know, Doug, you got a lot of skills. You've been to war a couple times. You've done a lot of things. And I have people email me this stuff all the time. And typically I answer back, shut up, FBI. And people will email me and they'll say, man, we need to gather together and go take these evil people down. To which I typically respond, good luck. Have fun with that. I'll take no part in it. Because look at the people who died after January 6th in the jail cells. No one got free. Very few were released. And you had people die in those jails. Did Donald Trump come bail them out? As Donald Trump went on a crusade and talked about it, the people that were for him? No. Has any other politician? No. No one will. Those people are rotting. That is what will happen to anyone who stands up against the system. Just like the Gulag, it'll be the same thing. When Gulag created his entire prison system, that is what we're going to repeat. And this is propaganda. I mean, you have 100 years worth of practice from Nazi Germany, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Pol Pot, all these idiots, and the CIA, all right, who helps stir the pot every chance they get with MKUltra, with the Mockingbird and the Monarch projects. You have an inevitable train wreck that is the New World Order agenda versus the patriots that they know that they can back into a corner to eventually they will be forced to fight. And here's what I've been saying the whole time, Michael, is that people being backed into a corner will have two things to do. They can lay down and capitulate. Capitulate means to surrender all. Or they can fight back as fiercely as they possibly can, whether they win or lose. What I'm telling you is what I know for a fact is that the government is planning for you to fight back. They're planning for it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's the sense that I've had for quite some time. And there's a lot that you've thrown out here in this short little segment here, Doug. But, you know, it's interesting. The government's facing a shutdown, I think, by the end of the month. Yet they've already claimed that, I believe it was the Pentagon that said, well, you know, even though there's a government shutdown and all these activities are going to cease and there's not going to be any money flowing, we're still going to support Ukraine and all of their bureaucracy and the war and the whole thing. I mean, what happened to America first? But let's take a step back. You had listed these things in order, the border, the meddling in foreign affairs, the economy. And I want to set this up because what the listening audience is probably not aware, a lot of listening audience, some of them are, okay, but what they're not aware is what is currently happening right now as we speak in a lot of different areas. And the first one I want to touch on is the first one you mentioned, Doug, which is the border. And with that, we've got a few minutes left. I have a surprise for you. I want to have my producer play a mainstream clip from ABC News, where they're interviewing Jason Owen, who is the head of the Border Patrol down at Eagle Pass on the border of Texas. And there's some key words in there that I want the listening audience to see if they can pick up on. And I know you'll pick up on them. But this is very serious. So let's go ahead and play that clip. And then I want to get your comments on it, Doug. So, Michael, go ahead and play that clip. I think it's 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Migrant encounters at the southern border are surging once again after a lull this summer, with cities straining to host more asylum seekers. To alleviate the pressure, President Biden granted temporary legal status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelans already in the country, allowing them to legally work. But thousands more migrants are arriving daily, testing the Biden administration's migration strategy. ABC's Matt Rivers is in El Paso with the new border chief in charge there. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Martha. We had an exclusive conversation with the new Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who laid out the myriad challenges facing his organization amidst unrelenting, historic migration.
The crisis continues at the U.S.-Mexico border, the highest total of migrant encounters since December, and this month reportedly on pace to surpass that figure. And this morning, exclusive access to the top U.S. official on the front line. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens giving ABC News his first interview since taking over the top job nearly 3 months ago.
In terms of flow and the threats that we're seeing with fentanyl and with criminal organizations that that are our adversary, it's about as bad as I've ever seen it.
The last week has been intense, to say the least. Thousands crossing per day in the latest spike in migration. We haven't seen these numbers since the end of Title 42, the pandemic-era policy that allowed officials to quickly expel most migrants at the border without allowing asylum claims.
How sustainable is this, your ability to respond to this amount of people at the border?
This isn't sustainable. This is up and down the system. Everybody is overwhelmed, even the government of Mexico, which have been great partners for us. The U.S. Border Patrol, a lot of times our facilities are already over capacity.
Nowhere more overwhelmed than the small town of Eagle Pass, Texas, where thousands of migrants converged and crossed over the last week. Behind that, in part, organized crime. Officials say human smugglers surged migrants to that area for a reason.
So you believe what's happening in Eagle Pass is directly a distraction to occupy your time instead of looking at something else?
I believe it's a money-making opportunity for those smugglers, and I believe it's a distraction for them to cross other things into the country.
Other things like?
Narcotics, fentanyl, bulk cash, weapons, people of interest, whether it be hardened criminals, gang members, convicted sexual predators.
All right, Doug, is there any keywords that you picked up there?
there's a few things he left out. I've been to Eagle Pass hundreds of times. When I was stationed in the San Antonio area with DHS, part of our area of operations went from Laredo to Eagle Pass in Del Rio. And every time we would drive down there, it was so dangerous that we would have to ride two officers to a vehicle, typically one of us with our M4 in our lap, because the banditos, because the cartel, because the coyotes. You had a lot of sovereign citizens down there. And then, you know, just your average run-of-the-mill criminal, crazy person, and, you know, the migrants coming back and forth. It was a...
All right, let me stop you right there. We'll take a break. We'll be back in two, and we'll continue with that thought, Doug.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com.
Putting sunlight on the political cesspool. Back to the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog.
All right, folks, we're back now. Before the break, Doug was talking about the chaos down at the border. He's been down there 100 times, and you're talking about this influx of migrants and carrying an M4 in your lap. And you know, just go ahead and continue, Doug.
Yeah, the border's crazy. Eagle Pass is very dangerous. And what the Border Patrol chief was talking about, you know, yeah, there's human trafficking coming across. There's guns that go north and south now, and money that goes north and south. It used to be that money and guns would go south, and people would travel back and forth. So you had people smuggled in and people that were kidnapped and smuggled out. But now it goes back and forth. And then he said, you know, people of interest. Well, you do have hardened gangs. You have the MS-13s. You have cartel assassins that are just as well equipped as any SWAT team, special operations team, sometimes trained to a considerably high standard. They have cell phone blocking technologies, drone blocking technologies. These guys are carrying around stuff that you should not be able to get your hands on unless you have a vendor that is with the Pentagon. And yet the cartel has it. Cartel has it because we stupidly give all that stuff to the Mexican military, which means it goes straight to the cartel. So there's some other things that he either forgot or just didn't say. And for one thing, my hat's off to all people in the Border Patrol, those of you who wear the blue and green. I worked beside you for a long time. Your job's hard. God bless you for being vigilant and keeping up with it. And I know for the longest time you felt like no one is on your side, and it's like putting a paper bag in front of a waterfall expecting to catch all the water. It is a failed experiment controlling the border. He didn't talk about the tunnels. They have so many tunnels that we don't even know where they are, that there are considerable tunnels that you can drive an 18-wheeler through. San Ysidro Port in California is 9 stories deep. The Congress will go there. Freshman congressman will go there, and they'll actually get a tour of the facility. There's an elevator shaft. Now, what you have typically is the Serranos and Piases are going back and forth. That's a little small gangs. But you have some of the other cartel that will use out in the Sinaloa cartel, out in the Sinaloa Mountains, they will use miners and miners' plastic explosives. We find that all the time on the border. And what they're doing is they're blasting holes for these underground tunnels. And we know for a fact that sometimes they also kill all the miners and the engineer to build the tunnels. So, you know, there'll be no witnesses. And they'll kidnap these people and force them to do it. Or if they don't, they'll kill their families. And when I say they'll kill their families, there's nothing easy or merciful about what the Mexican cartels do. They brutally kill people. Axes, hammers, chainsaws. I've seen too many videos of people getting their heads cut off with knives and chainsaws to know that you don't leave your life in the hands of the cartel. And we know this is on the border. We know they smuggle terrorists, Islamic terrorists. And if you're going to say Islamic terrorists, you might as well say Russian Spetsnaz and Chinese special military. But there's really no need to say that now because Joe Biden lets them walk right across the border. There's other things that are there along the border. We have no idea the amount of nuclear ordnances that can be produced to create a dirty bomb. We know that it goes missing all the time. We would see the law enforcement reports, you know, be on the lookout. We call it a BOLO report. You know, this vehicle was spotted, you know, at whatever state in Mexico, and it was carrying medical grade, you know, whatever nuclear components to it for like X-rays and stuff. Man, that goes missing all the time. all the time. Now, we don't know exactly what all that it's used for, but when nuclear components of something goes missing, that's typically not bad. I mean, excuse me, typically not good. It's very bad. So one can put this puzzle together. In 2018, when we were in El Paso, working the El Paso sector, when that big tidal wave of people was coming, President Trump had us get pushed out to the border to go and assist Border Patrol. And so while we're out there, we were getting briefed by our special agents that in Iran, one of the 12 imams or whatever had a conference with people, and it was, you know, smoking hookahs and drinking liquor, and like, hey, you know, all we got to do is just get a young jihadi from Iran into Mexico, into Juarez, Mexico, with the cartels, smuggle him underneath the border into Texas and in the tunnels, specifically says tunnels. And then from there, he pops up, and he's got either ricin or anthrax or some sort of biological device, and explodes himself and kills 300,000 people. And then everyone shouts, hooray, what a great idea. This has been planned. These events have been in motion. Why they haven't happened is either because it just didn't go through, or those people went through and they're just waiting to be activated. There's many cells in America that we know, that we monitor, that are waiting to be active. I remember being taught this by the FBI many years ago, that just within the area of Washington, D.C., there's 90 known terror cells. 90. Being monitored, being observed. We don't move on them. If we don't move on them, then they'll continue to collect evidence and information for us to then glean to know other things. Sometimes I would call that foolhardy, and sometimes it actually makes sense. But the problem with this, Michael, is that when you're going into a declared war with China, China has already declared war on the United States. That's why we have fentanyl. That's why the cartel is armed to the teeth with American money and American weapons bought by the Chinese through their subsidiaries in Mexico. That's also why you can go up and down the border from California to Texas, and there are little Chinatowns popping up everywhere. And they're not liked by the Mexicans, but this is known. And you'll see Chinese patterned assault rifles, military rifles, that are being found now. So you have these patterns that are developing. And what we see is China is building up an army in Mexico that is equivalent to what any law enforcement branch could even try to harness weapon-wise. They're outmatched. They have heavy machine guns, medium machine guns, light machine guns. They have grenade launchers. They have mortars. They have MANPADS, which is surface-to-air missile launchers that can shoot down a plane or helicopter from 10 to 20,000 feet in the air. And they have armored, very crudely, but armored 18-wheelers, armored dump trucks, things that could move through a blockade and insert light troops into. And yet we never completed the wall, and yet Border Patrol stations have nothing to stop any incursion from the cartel. Nothing. Zero. Every single cop along the border is armed with the same thing. 5.56 M4, a Glock 17 or Glock 22, so 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson, and a 12-gauge. And yet our enemy right across the river is armed with 50 caliber machine guns, mortars, rockets, you name it. So you're set up to lose.
Yeah. So let me interject here, Doug, because from what you're describing, obviously there's no oversight. There's no curtailment. This is deliberate. The Biden administration, I'll go political for a moment. I mean, one of those key phrases that Jason Owen put in there was 500,000 Venezuelans coming over the border, not vetted, not vaccinated, not, we don't know whether they're criminals, whether they're psychopaths, whether they're murderers, we don't know what they are, but Biden gives them temporary legal status to even take our American jobs away from them. Okay, so you've got this underlying what you just described coming through here. And obviously, this is by design. This has to be deliberate. It's not an accident. If there were any, I mean, this administration is, I'm sure, fully aware of what's going on, and they're allowing it to happen. And the question is why. And you had mentioned earlier on in this podcast that, you know, this they're setting us up. Okay, they're setting us up and backing us into a corner to where we're not going to have any choice. Because as you mentioned, you know, they want us to bow down. Well, yeah, as you know, Doug, you can't bow down to tyranny. You bow down to tyranny, it's over. All right. They either own you or they kill you or they throw you in a camp. So they're not only do I see it as forcing us into that corner, but also when I dare to say, Doug, that it's actually a form of replacement. In other words, they're replacing those white nationalists, those, you know, the domestic terrorists, the biggest threat in the country, with all these naive immigrants coming over here thinking they've got a better life, land of the free and the home of the brave, because they are naive, because they can be the workers. And they know they're not going to get the Americans to do that because we've been too, lax in our freedom for so long. And they want to get rid of us. But before they get rid of us, they want to take our pensions. Okay, and they're going to get rid of us through the vaccinations that are poisoned. Look what's coming over. I mean, some of the key words, the weapons that are coming into the drugs that are coming in, 100,000 plus deaths a year from fentanyl. Okay, this looks like nothing more than a complete culling of American society to replace it with ignorant workers. Your thoughts on that?
Well, in one side of this, you are accurate. In the other side, you say replacement, I say invasion. So right now, DHS, well, the U.S. Immigration, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is streamlining a process for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans and their immediate family members to come into America in what they declare a safe and orderly way, along with the Afghan parolees, as long as they have their vaccination status approved. You know, you have countries that are all, for the most part, hostile to America, that are being let into America.
For good reason, by the way. Go ahead. I mean, look at what we've done to those countries in the past. I mean, when we're talking about Afghanistan, we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about Libya, you know, they have good reason to hate us, Doug. Go ahead.
Well, this is a long drawn out, as the Russians and Chinese are the masters of this chess game right now. This is a long drawn out process to whittle down the American resolve, because right now nobody cares. Nobody cares. Everyone listening to me right now is probably like, nah, yeah, we've heard this before. Change the channel. They're just talking about immigration at the border. No, what I'm about to talk to you about is the beginning of civil war. That is the landing zone, the beachhead of an invasion into America. If I were given the ability, if someone said, Doug, pregame war game, how do you invade America? I would say, well, I'm going to use your laws. I'm going to use your laws against you. Right now is the best time for me to move in all of my troops. In America, you have enough guns. My guys do not need to walk in there with guns. They'll know where the caches are. And then from there, they can acquire weapon systems themselves. If I had the ability, I would take over California, Arizona, which Arizona is going through a quagmire. Katie Hobbs is currently not the governor right now, so I don't know what's going on with that. New Mexico, and then Texas. So California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Invade those four states. And you don't have to take over the entire state. You just need to take over from central to southern part of those states. And then from there, you have this force of millions, and I mean there's millions, probably 5 to 10 million men of fighting age only on the border. Now, that's also scattered throughout America. There's at least 40 million illegals here or more. But from California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, take over half. Hold those cities. Hold that border. Allow the incursions to come in from the cartel to assist, so you have this pincer-like movement that's going on. And you hold that area. And from there, it gets kind of science fiction, but in a theatrical fashion, if they lose control of the war narrative, if they lose control of Donald Trump, if he doesn't go to prison, if the country rebels, if the elite, the invisible they, as I like to call them, because you never really see who the elite are, if the elite lose control, you ignite this force that has been sitting here the entire time, and you thought the BLM and Antifa riots were bad. Don't worry. They, too, will be involved. They will be involved to shut down law enforcement and military response. So the fact is that when every city burns, you cannot centralize a plan of action. You have to just respond to every fire and put it out as you go. But on the border, there's already Chinese and military sitting in Chinese and Russian military, from what, you know, some people speculate, along with tanks and other personnel carriers and all that, in Mexico. If that's already there, and it wouldn't take long to be able to move people upward or to be able to have a flotilla come in and land your gear into Mexico and then move it upward. If that is true, if that assessment is anywhere accurate and that can happen, well, you take over the border, you shut down communications. If you see that you're losing power in holding these areas, then you strategically use either EMP bombs like the Champ missile, not an entire EMP, but you use things like the Champ missile, or you take it down through guerrilla warfare, terrorism tactics. You take down the power supply. You take down the telecommunications, cutting, you know, fiber cables and all that. And didn't they already show you last year the over 20 different power supply stations that were attacked that we cannot defend at all? So you have all these problems.
Okay, let me stop you right there. We have all those problems. We'll continue after a 2-minute break. Stick with us. More to come, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Putting sunlight on the political cesspool. Back to the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog.
All right, folks, we're back with my special guest, former Homeland Security Officer Doug Thornton. Now, earlier in the broadcast, three things: the border, which we've been speaking of, international meddling, and the economy. So I want, Doug, I want you to continue your thought. We have all these problems down at the border. We have lack of manpower to protect or police it. But I also want to touch on maybe not the meddling, because, you know, this whole saying, oh, well, the United States is the policeman of the world. No, we've been the bully of the world, which is why all these people come over here and they hate us. We're letting them in. And even before that, leading up to this, for years, they'll bring these, you know, refugees in, or, you know, after they bombed Iraq, and they'll give them a $500,000 loan to buy a business. Yet they'll decline an American from getting that same loan. But at any rate, before this program closes tonight, I want to touch a little bit on the economy and how it's affecting us, and how that's a facet as well in this entire designed agenda. So go ahead. We got all these problems at the border. We got a lack of manpower to protect or police it. So where are we at there? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's the inevitable beachhead for the Civil War / invasion of America. I think Civil War and World War III will collide together some way, somehow. One will be birthed from the other. And the southern border, and the way I war game things, so just bear with me. The way I've war gamed this is it's a two-front war. You have the problem of the southern border and the problem with our northern neighbor. Canada is a problem. The people aren't the problem. Your parliament is the problem. And at the rate that we're going, your parliament would gladly christen Xi Jinping as the new leader of Canada. That problem has to be remedied, but it's not going to be remedied, because what, you have the one province, Alberta, that, you know, is the only one that actually cares about anything anymore. So with the southern border, you could easily hold the southern border with the amount of men that have come across the border. And you could then allow in the cartels. You could allow in any type of military incursion to come from the south into America. And there's really not much response that law enforcement can do. If we start to have to deploy military here within the United States just to defend our borders, what do you think happened before all that? We're going to be in wars around the world. There'll probably be a naval fight somewhere out in the Pacific. We will be in a war in Ukraine against Russia, because currently the administration, the Biden administration, is trying to invoke someone to assassinate Putin. And if they won't do it, then you can bet we'll probably come in there and try to do it ourselves. If you poke the bear enough, they'll turn the lights out in America. They've said it before. They have the ability to do it. China definitely has the ability to do it. And Russia won't hesitate to do it. The moment that happens, any of our bases in Europe, Putin has already said that he will nuke them. He'll nuke them. I'm not going to think twice. Russia will survive. And if you want to die in nuclear fire, then that's your choice. And they are solvent in it. Now, here's the other problem. We were talking about the economy. When you have this dystopian government that we have currently that literally attacks anything that makes sense, they've turned your kids into little hellion, transgender, rebellious Satanists who are now, they're going to be the next generation's terrorists. The kids that are in college right now are already being taught terrorism as a good thing. They're already been taught communism. They're little communists already. And then you have another generation from the 20s, 30s, and up who seem, for whatever reason, to agree with most of this. I know because we've seen them. We've interacted with many of them at these protests and riots and city fights that we've been involved in. Now, you have, I would say, this is not accurate, but let's just be pragmatic. If half the country supports communism, socialism, progressivism, Satanism, if half the country literally invokes the right to no longer be constitutional and they want to be governed by a tyrannical force, and then the other half of the country says, screw that, we're willing to bleed and die until our last man to not let that happen, you're in a state of civil war. The war part just hasn't happened yet. Now, I think we've been at a state of this civil war since Obama. But the physical repercussions of that war hasn't happened so much as the military hasn't started firing upon civilian populace yet. But with the, and I believe very criminally, with the conspiracy of using law enforcement against people because your intelligence agencies, because they were told by the government to brand a certain group of people to be terrorists, well, now you've turned law enforcement against people. So the right doesn't trust the left doesn't trust the right, neither groups trust the law enforcement, neither three of those groups trust the Pentagon. And no one really knows who is in charge of the United States because it damn sure isn't Biden. You have this mass confusion. Wait until we have the election. That's just next year. That's next year, man. We're close to it. Now, we're already getting intelligence reports that sometime in October, the leftists are supposed to start back up. The communist leftists are supposed to start back up with their antics again. Maybe it'll be more the Antifa Chaz Chop Zone area stuff. Maybe it'll be more the BLM rioting stuff. Look what just happened in Philadelphia. What just happened in Philadelphia should be a perfect example for all of you of what the future of America looks like should we not do something about it. Now, Mike, when I say we should do something about it, people go sideways on me. Immediately, they want to grab their AR-15s. They want to go hunt down congressmen. And that's not how you do this. You cannot stop what's happening in the halls of Congress and at the White House. They have a literal army protecting them. But what you can do, and it has been proven and it's working, is if you can take back your area, put the right people into place, support your law enforcement, support, and not criminal law enforcement, not corrupt people, and any law enforcement officer that is listening to me, you know who you work with that is corrupt. You know who you work with that is probably shouldn't be wearing the badge. Yet we ignore it. Don't say we don't. I've been in that boat too. Did you know when we were in Portland in 2020 when all the riots were going on, we were having people that were in law enforcement working side beside us in our own agency complaining to Washington, D.C. that we were wearing American flags on our uniforms and thin blue line flags on our uniforms, which is law enforcement support. Okay, and these are law enforcement officers who are saying this, and they said that it was racist and that it should be taken down, and it's racist against black people, against George Floyd. So what you had already is you had black officers who sided with a 30-time felon who died doing what he loved to do, being a criminal, instead of siding with the Constitution and with those of us who defend the Constitution and we the people. So party politics, ideological politics, a burgeoning new growth of American citizens that are all illegal, that do not think the way you do not represent what we represent. Now, the people who come here legally, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones who are literally being used to invade America. Add into the turmoil that you have a Pentagon that is so weak and pathetic right now that the world has said this is the weakest the U.S. military has ever looked. You have sharks that are swimming around on the outside, waiting to take a bite at us, while we are swimming in a pool with piranhas, which is the identity politics. The big banks, you have the big companies who are just willing to tear this country apart. Look at the pharmaceutical crap that happened with COVID and all this other stuff, the lockdowns. Those are coming back. People are wearing masks again. It's been proven. Masks do nothing. So when I say we have events connected by narratives, you can't just single out one event and say, this is what will work to bring down Rome. It took 20, 30 years of a buildup before we had the Declaration of Independence wrote. 20, 30 years worth of people, you know, dealing with the crown, dealing with the taxation without representation, dealing with troops in your house, you know, living under martial law, basically, for them to finally pick up arms and do something about it. But this is not 1776, Mike. They did not have battleships. They did not have drones. They did not have the weaponry we had now. They did not have social media. They did not have the internet. And they did not take God out of everything. That to me, as a bit of a historian, would tell me we are ripe for the harvest that is coming. I think this is one of a judgment, one of many judgments that will be happening to America. It doesn't mean that the people of God are going to die in some abysmal, judgment day Terminator style fashion, but we are going to see things that no generation has ever seen before in America. Mike, I would say when you were growing up, did you ever think people would be on food stamps were 400 pounds?
No. I look around and I compare this current environment in which we live back to when I was growing up. And honestly, Doug, I don't recognize this country. But you had mentioned before, this didn't happen overnight. It has been a stream of narratives over a period of time. And I'll take another, I'll borrow something else from a good friend of yours, Doug Hodges, with the Common Sense Show. It was the Russian defector Yuri Bezmenov that had the plan that came over and told us back then. The plan is to subvert education. They've already done that with CRT, No Child Left Behind, Question Your Gender. They put left-wingers of the past 20, 30 years in our colleges. Okay, they've been pushing Hate America in public schools. They're tearing down statues of our historic past. They're confusing people with mainstream media propaganda. You know, the old saying by Joseph Goebbels, tell a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. You've got the demoralization, the ashamed to be an American syndrome. You know, you've got the destruction of the military with wokeism and forced vaccination and so forth. And the only thing left to trigger this, and I'll throw this out here and see if you agree with me, Doug, the only thing left to trigger this is another major false flag.
Yeah.
And yeah, that sets it off.
Yeah. And the economy. The economy is a big thing that people don't understand, that you can use economics as a weapon. You can absolutely, it's in the military guidebooks of how to invade a country, use their economy against them. And what we are seeing right now, look at all the amount of Chinese people, these billionaire companies that you never really know who the hell they are, that are buying up tens of thousands of acres of land across the United States. Now in Florida, Ron DeSantis struck a bill so that it could never be done. Good for him. I wish Greg Abbott would do the same thing. But we have this problem. This is all over the place. You have, just in Texas, you have a billionaire who was one of the head generals of the Chinese Communist Party, who has like a 13,000-acre ranch that he bought and built a 10,000-foot runway on it. That runway can land the heaviest aircraft in the world multiple times over. And it's not too far from Lackland Air Force Base. So that's just one. That's just one. We know with Huawei, let's dig up a little stuff. With Huawei, the FBI and the Pentagon came out and said that We know for a fact that 90% of our cell towers have Huawei infrastructure technology on it for telecommunications. And we know for a fact it's being used to spy on military and law enforcement radio communications and has the ability to scramble if needed. And guess what they didn't do? They didn't take it off. They left it there. How convenient.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, listen, I want to interject here. We've only got a few minutes left, Doug. And before we end this podcast, I want to make sure that you put out how people can listen to you as well. Okay? Because I know that you're on, what is it, GS Radio, and you're also on Rumble.com. And I want you to give out the name of your broadcast so people can listen to you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we're on YouTube. Actually, baby's out of the corner. I'm finally back on YouTube again. It's like the sixth or seventh time I've been banned on YouTube. Back on YouTube. We're also on Rumble and GSRadio.net, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time frame. And that is The American Vindicta Show. You can also go to the website, AmericanVindictaShow.com. If you want to send me an email, that's a great place. You can go straight into the website and you send me an email. We can chat about stuff. I like to talk to people all over the world. I talk to like probably 100 to 200 people a week, easily. Half of them are new people. So I'm one of those guys. You email me, I'll email you back most likely. But look, other than that, man, you know, thanks for having me on. I just want to say this. Out of everything that we've discussed, the Civil War, the preparations, and all this stuff, the one thing you need to be doing right now is getting right with God. You need to repent of your sins. I do a little bit of preaching, so forgive me. You need to repent of your sins. Stop playing games with God. You need to be the warrior priest of your home. You need to open up the conduit between you and God. That way you keep your family safe. Men, pray with your wives, pray with your children, pray over your home. All of this falls on its face if God is not involved. So if we can't take the country back as a whole, take your home back, stay covered in the blood of Christ. God will take care of you and have no fear.
And with that, I want to interject, folks, for uplifting optimism and for peace in what you do, because they control you through fear. There's a YouTube channel that covers the host's name is Alex Ferrari. And you go into YouTube and just type in Alex Ferrari, and he has multiple guests on there that have had near-death experiences that have gone to the other side. And I have watched now, Doug, probably 15 to 18 of those videos, and it's given me a completely different perspective. The way to win this thing, as you said, is start at the local level and start getting like-minded people and get the right people in place, in power. Another is don't comply with their narrative, okay? And the third is, yes, get right with God, get right with the Creator, whoever that may happen to be in your world, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Hindu, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Allah, it doesn't make any difference, because at the end of the day, it's peace and the right attitude that's going to win this. Doug, you want any closing thoughts?
Man, don't be a victim to the government. There is only one Lord. Don't believe lies. Jesus Christ is our Lord, because he is the most hated name in the world. It's not Buddha. It's not Allah. They're not going to come kill you in those names. And this is what we have to identify, because they have identified Christians, for whatever reason, to be the vile hatred of their heart. So be prepared. As the Bible says, have your home prepared for these things so that you're not a burden upon the church. Because they'll use food. Mike, you know this. They'll use food as a weapon. They'll use your own money as a weapon. And when you don't have those things, and Mike, agree with me, please, they will make you come to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Make you come to them.
And so I'll close this. Yeah, I'll close this out by saying, and why? Why do you think, folks, and Doug already knows the answer to this, why do you think they hate Jesus so much? Because they hate the truth. They hate the love. These people hate themselves, Doug, okay? And they're not happy unless everything in their world is destruction. And they receive energy and thrills from destroying everything that has been built.
Absolutely.
because they hate themselves. And it starts from within. But, I want to close this out by saying thank you immensely, Doug, for coming on this program today. I certainly appreciate it. And the best of luck to you. I hope you wake up millions. Thank you, Doug. All right.